official timeout here, which is why they are discussing intentional grounding. But if they said there's a receiver in the area, there's nothing to talk about.
Oh, no. We have an official got hit on that one. Looks like he's bleeding. He got hit by Isaac Orzinski. And they're patching him up in the middle of the field. 59.6 seconds left. There is every seat available here because everyone's on their feet.
Let's keep in mind that that official that's getting patched up right now was the reason that Isaac Orzinski wasn't open in the first place. Isaac Orzinski is the one who trucked him trying to get to his spot and completely interrupted the route. A horrible, unlucky break for the Bearcats. As they are patching him up, they're going to bring him to the sideline and go without him, which they should have done right away. You can't stop the momentum of this game. It's fourth down and six. We are right at 1 minute left on the clock. Ball on the 15. Bearcats need a touchdown to try and take the lead, or they can get six for a first down.
He's more than likely going to need stitches. This is above his left eye. Fourth down and six. 59 seconds left at the Beale City 15-yard line. Two wide to the right. That'd be number 11, Levi Peruski and Kyle Sweeney. In the backfield, Casey Sweeney's going to be under center. In the backfield, Colin Obrisky and Carson Holeski. From the 15, 59.6 seconds left in the state semifinals between the Ubley Bearcats and Beale City Aggies. Ubley on offense. Casey Sweeney looking to pass, rolling to his right, throws this downfield. He is open and is intercepted.
Touchdown!
Touchdown, Ubley! This was intercepted into the hands of Beale City, and then there to rip it away is Colin Obrisky. Number 47 rips it away. Touchdown, Ubley!
This is why, when you're a defensive back, you are trained on fourth down to knock the ball down. He wants the hero interception, and when he's coming down with the football, Colin Obrisky simply takes it from his hands, and his momentum falling to the ground is into the end zone. Unbelievable. Fourth down conversion by the Bearcats, and a touchdown down by one.
That went from an interception game over to now a touchdown, as on the second ever, Colin Obrisky rips it out of the defender's hands in the end zone, falls down, and has contained the ball in touchdown Ubley. It's now Beale City 21, Ubley 20, and now a two-point conversion is going to decide this one. Tackle made by Aiden Mindel. That was the interception. Mindel nearly had that one. Ubley, 1-for-2 on two-point conversions today. Trying to make this 2-for-3. 21-20. Ubley going for the win here. Less than a minute to play after that third and final timeout. And now we have Beale City calling a timeout. That will be their first of the second half. Talk about a crazy end to a game here, regardless of how this one finishes.
Unbelievable sequence of events, and whether the Bearcats get this two-point conversion or not, easily in the top five most wildest games we've covered, and we've seen a couple dandies out there, Clark. This 2 yards, so important to the Ubley Bearcats, as they've been to Ford Field once in their school history, would like to double that total and get back there next weekend.
Nine plays, 80 yards. 3 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock on that scoring drive, which nearly ended in disaster. Instead, pure jubilation. And even more here if they can make this two-point conversion, as they would have a one-point lead with less than a minute to play in this fourth quarter. Receiver wide to the right, Levi Peruski, as well as Kyle Sweeney. To the left, Kyle Noberski. In the backfield, Carson Holeski. To the left of Casey Sweeney in the shotgun. Two-point conversion upcoming. Sweeney surveying the Beale City defense. Snap back, rolling to his left. Back to pass. He has to now scramble to his left. Lets this one fly. And this one's tipped. An incomplete pass. And Beale City stops Ubley on the two-point conversion. And the Aggies go nuts. 21-20. Beale City leading by 1 point after the two-point conversion falls incomplete in the corner of the end zone. Casey Sweeney did everything to keep that one alive. breaks free of one tackle. Beale City, I'm pretty sure the defender had a hand on his jersey even on the about the at the 10-yard line. Breaks out of that one, throws it in the corner of the end zone. Had a receiver there to bring it in. Can't bring it in. A little over his head, a little high. And now falls incomplete, and Beale City has to do is bring out the genuflect offense in this one.
Not necessarily, Clark. Albany's got to kick this one off. So obviously they're going to attempt the onside kick.
Yes, I take that back. So Albany, now their future relies on Casey Sweeney's ability for an onside kick here and hoping for a bounce in favor of the Bearcats. Everyone still on their feet on either side. Ball's at the 40-yard line, left side of radio. Casey Sweeney, senior quarterback and kicker and safety for the Albany Bearcats, 21-20.
Unbelievable sequence of events here to bring us to the end of this game. And the game comes down to an onside kick now as the two-point conversion fails. Casey Sweeney will kick it off.
Sweeney stands at the 37, kicking to the far sideline. There's the kick. Ross across the 50, and it's still loose. Still loose. And no one yet. Still ball. Still loose. No word yet on who has it. It appears that Albany Bearcats grabbed the ball at the 44. No word yet on who has it. The officials are still trying to square this one away. Albany says they have it, and it's ball Albany. Albany has the ball at the 44-yard line with 47 seconds left. The onside kick works. The ball went 15 yards. The ball was loose for about 5 seconds, and Albany back on offense trying to make this one more shot to the end zone.
Unbelievable. That ball was bouncing. It was angled, for my opinion, too far up the field, but in between the lines of the special teams coverage team of Beale City, and nobody attacked the ball for Beale City. The Bearcats come up and hit the guy who makes first contact with the ball. The ball is flying all over the place, and the Bearcats of all teams come up with the football. Never count this team out. 47 seconds left, down one. Ball at the 45 of the Aggies.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. Sweeney in the extended shotgun. Haleski to his left. From the 45-yard line, left or right across your radio, low snap, brings it in, rolling to his right, throws, not yet, now scrambles to his right. He's going to have to run it, now throws it out of bounds, and this will stop the clock with 38.9 seconds left. And the Beale City officials now, or Beale City coaches, want an intentional grounding. I feel that he was, there it is, delayed flag, and that's going to be an intentional grounding against the Albany Bearcats as Casey Sweeney was still, apparently in the pocket, according to that flag from the spot of the foul, which was, they threw it from the 50-yard line. What I don't understand is, so intentional grounding requires you to still be in the pocket, so between the tackles, and as well as no intended receiver around. There was no intended receiver around. However, I feel he was out of the pocket.
Well, he scrambled to his left and then all the way back to his right. So are they saying he came back into the tackle box?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Because it was past the line of scrimmage and it was out of bounds. Yes, there wasn't a intentional receiver, but when you're allowed to throw it away. That is absolutely mind-boggling. I don't know how you can make that call in this situation.
Second and 20 from the 45. Sweeney chucks it downfield. And Kyle Sweeney has it, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Logan Chilman at the 25-yard line. And Beale City back on offense with 31 seconds left. A heartbreaking finish for the Albany Bearcats here. Beale City is bedlam. With 31 and a half seconds left, Casey Sweeney throws this downfield. It's brought into the 26-yard line by Logan Chilman for Beale City. And now they just need to kneel once, and this ball game is over.
Tough break there for the Bearcats. I guess with how much scrambling around he was doing, I didn't even think that intentional grounding was an option at that time. But nonetheless, you throw it downfield, and unfortunately you throw it right into, when you throw it down to receivers, one-on-one all over the place, but he threw it at their best wide receiver, which is Logan Chilman, and he goes up and catches it at its highest point, takes it away from Kyle Sweeney. And a great season by Ubley and a heck of a ball game here at the semifinals at Mount Pleasant High is going to come to an end. A 1-point loss for the Bearcats.